Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
A story from D.L. Moody's files from many, many decades ago. A commissioner went to the governor of the state and asked him if he would pardon five men from jail at the end of 6 months. Five men who stood highest on the list for good behaviour. The governor consented and the record was kept secret. The prisoners were not to know anything about it. The 6 months rolled away and the prisoners were brought up, 1,100 of them. And the president of the commission came up and said, "I hold in my hand pardons for five men." You've never seen anything like it. Every prisoner held his breath and you could almost hear the throbbing of every man's heart. Pardon for five men. The first name was called Reuben Johnson. And he held out the pardon, but no one moved. Reuben Johnson looked all around him, expecting to see a man spring to his feet at once, but no one was moving. The commissioner turned to the officer of the prison and said, "Are all the convicts here?" "Yes," came the reply. "Reuben Johnson, come forward and get your pardon. You are no longer a criminal." And still no one moved. The real Reuben Johnson was looking around him to see where this Reuben was. The chaplain saw Johnson standing right in front of the commissioner and beckoned to him. But Johnson only turned and looked around him again, thinking that the chaplain was talking to someone else. The chaplain called him a second time. At last, the chaplain said to him, "You are the Reuben." Reuben had been there for 19 years and was doing life, so he couldn't conceive that it would be him. At last, it began to dawn on him, and he came forward and took the pardon from the commissioner's hand, saw his name on it, and wept like a child. D.L. Moody was telling this story at an open-air meeting, and at that meeting he said, "This is the way that men make out pardons for men. But thank God we haven't held this open-air meeting tonight to say that we have pardons for only five men. We have assurance of pardon for every person. Whoever wants to, let him come to the water and drink."